Welcome to Chapter 43, My Three Favorite Doctors. Before I begin the story of each one of these three, I just want to point out one very important fact, that I've met a lot of people over the years, a fair amount of medical people, but these three perhaps exemplify that unique quality that I didn't even know existed until I started on my business career, and that is that all of these three have reached the pinnacle of their particular discipline and never really lost their way in terms of, I didn't know them at the beginning, or one I did somewhat, but they're just cool people. And you would never know who they were or what they've accomplished or how highly they're held in regard by their peers. They're just fun people. And I'm going to share briefly their stories. And I was proud to have them as partners and people in my life. And I had an opportunity to work with them. And it was, it made me better, that's for sure. I'm going to start. The first one, Dr. John Malilly. I mentioned him briefly earlier in a previous chapter. Dr. Malilly was the head burn surgeon at St. Agnes Hospital. And St. Agnes, way back when, was the burn center in Philadelphia. When I first met Dr. Malilly, the reason I met him is that they were one of the locations that had agreed to do a clinical study on our scanner. I'll discuss that part of the story later on, but that's how I met him, that he was going to use the scanner to help him evaluate, hopefully the goal was to help him evaluate second-degree burns, which, as I mentioned earlier, are complicated because they're a mixture of first and third. So, and we felt that the scanner being able to see beneath the skin would be a help. Anyway, the first time I'm at his office, I will never forget, when I walked into his office, the entire four walls, and I don't think the ceiling was involved, but the entire four walls were pictures of children, of families. I mean, there was not a single empty spot on the wall, any of the four walls. And I remember asking the nurse, I said, you know, his assistant, I said, are all these people his patients, or were they? She said, yes. She said, a lot of these children, when he treated them, they were burn victims when they were very young. And they have stayed in touch. And here they are graduating from high school. And he basically, he gave them a life. He reconstructed or dealt with the severity of a burn. And I think that's probably the worst thing that can happen to you. I know my cousin, when I was very young, died. I fell asleep with a cigarette and lived 3 days. And it was horrible. But she said, no. She said, you need to know that Doc's nickname is Hands of Gold. I just thought, how cool is that? She said, some of these photos here go back 15, 20 years. And a lot of these families have Dr. Malilly on their Christmas card list because they realized that he made a big difference. And when I met him, one of the things he told me, he said, a lot of the young children, the burn victims that are medevaced to St. Agnes, come from the South, because a lot of the rural areas, you know, they still use the old style stoves and all. And when they tip over the pot, you know, and things like that, you're going to get a higher incidence of those kinds of victims, of burn victims. Anyway, it was something to see and to hear his story. Then I meet him. And I get to know him. And I remember the first trip that he and I made to the casino. I had the limousine then, and we went down. And I'll never forget at the dice table. Well, I noticed he had his socks. He had two different color socks on. His attire, if you were to see him, you would guess that he was probably, if he were to come to your door, you would probably think he was there to fix the toilet. His demeanor, his appearance, did not in any way, shape, or form indicate his standing in the world. And I found that to be so appealing. He just was fun. We had a good time. We went there a couple of times, and he was fun. And I can only imagine the pressure and the intricacies of operation on trying to put back together a young child that had been burned severely. And most of these burn victims have to go through more than one operation, a skin graft, and painful, I don't know how he does it, but he certainly was one of the most relaxed, calm, funny, sense of humor guys I've ever met. So he goes on my list of favorites. Favorite number two, Dr. Fred Richardson. Mentioned him earlier. And we'll probably mention him one more time in the next chapter. Dr. Richardson, I met him. He was the gentleman in a wheelchair. He was a Davis Cup player and got polio and spent the rest of his life in a wheelchair. But he was by far the most well-read person I've ever known. I mean, he read every day, voraciously, I think is the term that would apply. Fred, let me tell you about Fred. There was one very, very scary part about Fred that I had never seen. I witnessed once as a passenger. He had this big old Cadillac, and it was an old one. It was like a tank. Anyway, when he drove, he didn't have hand controls. When he was coming to a stop, he would lift his leg off of the gas and put it on the brake. Just think about that. I mean, that, I rode with him once, and I swear I would walk across the country in a snowstorm before I ever got in that car with him again. I mean, I can't even imagine what happens if he had to stop, not even stop real fast, just a little fast. But he had done this, that's how he drove his whole life. And the irony of this situation is that when he left our company and went back, he was originally the head of physical medicine at Johns Hopkins. He lived outside Baltimore. He went back to Johns Hopkins in a consulting capacity, and he took driver's ed. I mean, or he wanted to learn how to use the hand controls. You're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you, but it is the truth. He was killed learning to use hand controls. The car he was driving, I don't know, the driver's aid or whatever it was, hit a tree, and he was killed. I mean, you talk about ironic. I mean, that was amazing. But here's a typical story that I want to share with you with Fred. I got a call one night. Fred was our medical director at Longport, and he was living in the area. I got a call one night from the Chester Police Department saying that Dr. Richardson had been in an accident. You know, I said, where is he? Is he in a hospital? No. He said the car had some damage, but Dr. Richardson is fine. He said, we put him up. I said, the police put him up? Yeah. I said, is he in trouble? Oh, no. The cop on the other end said, no. We'll take care of Dr. Richardson. You come by in the morning and pick him up. I said, okay. Morning comes. I go to the Chester Police Department. I go in. I said, well, I'm here to pick up Dr. Richardson. First, I come to find out that where they put him up was where kind of like where they put up witness and witness protection, or where they want to keep you know, people that they want to keep safe, safe house. That's where he stayed. I walked in. I said, "Oh no, he's in the room. He's in the interrogation room." You know, I walked in there, and it was they weren't interrogating, but he was holding court for about a half a dozen Chester police, holding court and discussing the merits of good nutrition. Who would do? I mean, it was. I wish I had a camera. But, I mean, here are these cops mesmerized. I mean, he's talking in his pure British accent. He knows more about nutrition than anybody I ever met. I learned things from him that 20 years later, you're seeing being published now, results of different things. But that was Freddie. It didn't matter. The car, we put the car back together, and he just held court. He was a charming person who got through life in a wheelchair. But he was scary in the wheelchair because in the office, it was motorized, and the walls in that office looked like they were subject to tiger and lion scratches. He was he drove the wheelchair kind of like he drove his car. But anyway, that was Fred. Now let me get to, which I must admit, my favorite, Dr. Stephen Schleicher. Dr. Schleicher is today an active dermatologist in the Hazleton area. When I first met him, he was in Philadelphia, and I went to him as a patient. And that was over 30 years ago, and in that time, he and I have become friends. Before I get into his antics, let me first give you a little bit of his background. Dr. Schleicher, many years ago, received a Pioneer Award in telemedicine. He was one of the first in the country to use telemedicine. And I saw firsthand, probably 15 years at least ago, firsthand what the future that could be. He has a contract with the Pennsylvania prison systems. And a lot of doctors, and you can appreciate, are not real big fans of going into prison to perform examinations or what have you on the prisoners. So I actually sat with him while he saw three patients. I used the word saw in quotes. He did see them, but they weren't there. They were 600 miles away in a prison setting. So I kind of saw the future of medicine that has taken that long and a pandemic to create popularity and more common day-to-day use. Now, from a patient's perspective, I can tell you this. I am an Irish person who has spent their entire adult life in the sun. In fact, recently when I had some routine blood work, my family physician said that, and he said, "I'm not surprised you have extremely high levels of vitamin D." But during all of my adult life, Dr. Schleicher has kept my skin in good shape without any major incident. And that is probably a task for someone, like I said, with fair skin to accomplish. One last thing before I get to the crazy part of the doc is that his credentials, he is one of the top dermatologists in the country. And the coolest thing about him is that in all the years I've known him, he hasn't changed at all. Well, I guess maybe that's not right. He has changed. He used to be a lot more fun than he is now. He's maturing, I think. But anyway, enough of the serious background. You get the picture. Now, let's move on to why he is my favorite doc. Well, the first time that Dr. Schleicher and I were socially together was at a Christmas party that I had many years ago. And Stephen showed up with his girlfriend, who is still his girlfriend to this day. I guess two people that are not quite playing with a full deck probably make a good pair. But anyway, she showed up, And she must have thought that she was Salome and proceeded to do the Dance of the Seven Veils. And she used a friend of mine who is in a wheelchair, Jeff McNeil, as the object of her veil affection. It was bizarre. And even for me to say that, and I've seen some bizarre, but it was bizarre. So I figure, you know, Stephen obviously is more to him than just being the dermatologist that I was, you know, seeing once in a while before he moved to Hazleton. Now comes a time after that we started to, you know, hang out here and there. And the first time we went to the casino, my limousine, and he drank back then. And he was fun. He was crazy. We played with the dice table. We had dinner, you know, and we did this on more than one occasion. And he had too much to drink. And I had to make sure that we got him home in one piece. I told my driver he was very important to me. I can't misplace my dermatologist, especially one that I have 100% confidence in. So this went on for a while. And then he decided to take his practice to Hazleton, PA. Why somebody would go to Hazleton, I have no idea. Especially, why would a Jewish doctor go to Hazleton? I don't know. I didn't know then. I don't know now. But I do know one thing. The first night that he went out on the town in Hazleton and had himself a nice dinner and a few drinks and, you know, just the whole nine yards. And then came the bill. His whole life flashed before him, I'm certain, when he realized that I wasn't there anymore. He left me back in Philadelphia. He had to pay his own way. I think he probably considered seriously moving back to Philadelphia and leaving Hazleton because he didn't have me there to treat him along the way. I should mention, after that traumatic experience, he stopped drinking and went on a diet. So I guess me not being there did have some positive effect on his overall life. Thank you. Up next, my all-time favorite t-shirt.